Here's Needhamel to Scarlett, middle of the point. Down low to Gordon. Back to Scarlett. To Gordon again. Back to Needhamel, middle of the point. Gordon, top right circle. Back to Needhamel. Needhamel to Scarlett. Tees it up. Deflected. Score! Stick on it. Broncos take advantage of the 5-on-3, and it's 1-0.
Yeah, Richard Needhamel getting it to Reese Scarlett, top of the faceoff circle on the right side, and he just lets it buck. He just blasted it low, and it was redeflected on road to the net. May have been Adam Lowry, as there was all sorts of traffic in front of the goal there.
Ferland's got it. He'll spin with it. Cut to the slot. Side of the net for Tatia. Back to the line. Roy, a shot, scores! Roy lets it go. Top of the point. I don't know if it deflected. It seemed to have bounced at least off of Milan and in, but the Wheat Kings tie it with their own power play and a good minute, 15 seconds of puck control before they score.
Brandon offense, Alessio Bertaggia, a hat trick in his first WHL game and certainly not afraid to shoot the puck. Once again, Stephen Milan denying him with the quick pad save.
Big hit by Richard Needhamel, knocking down Bertaggia in the corner, letting him know if he comes to the corner, there is a price to pay. Here comes Voss with Lowry. Voss to Lowry. What a save by Liston. I believe he got his pad on it. That or Lowry hit the post, because that was set up perfectly by Taylor Voss. Reese Scarlett, pressured by Cirelli, then turns it over side of the net, and the Wheat Kings score. Reese Scarlett put that puck in the side of his net, right onto the stick of Mark Stone, who centered it to Cirelli. And boy, if you're going to turn it over down low, he's certainly the wrong guy to turn it over to. Up the wall to Adam Lowry and out to center ice. Down the left wing, Lowry trying to get it to a streaking Voss. That was blocked by Renee Hunter. Comes behind the net. Voss couldn't get control of the puck. Now does! Scores! Taylor Voss! Quick little wraparound move! Great stick handling behind the net. And he catches Liam Liston napping to tie the game at two. Got a fight. It's Colby Cave getting in his first Western Hockey League tilt up against the other rookie, Nickel. 17-year-old and 16-year-old, and Nickel's getting the best of it early. Cave's helmet's off, couple of rights. Now Cave trying to come back, and he's jerseyed, and that's going to be broken up quickly by the linesman as soon as Cave's jersey came up. Nickel getting the better of that tilt. Cave got a couple of shots in early, then just couldn't quite get loose as Nickel was firing in. Here's Cirelli coming down the right wing for Brandon. He's got Ferland going to the net. Cirelli centers it. Loose puck. They score. Slid in as Cirelli was forced to the outside and centered it to the side of the goal. And Ferland just got enough of it to slide it in on the side of the post there on Stephen Milan. Race for it between Lowry and Pollock. And Lowry won the race. Good quickness there from Lowry. Taking it to the right corner. Adam Lowry back to the line to Scarlett. Over to Needhamel. Left point. Tries a shot, deflected by Voss. Stopped, Lowry scores! Taylor Voss! Game tied at 3 on the power play. Needhamel just got it to the net, Ryan, and the Broncos found a way to drive it in. Turnover there by Milan again, and it bounces in. A shot that hit both posts there, I think by Nickel. And the Brandon Wheat Kings get the lead back on a turnover by Stephen Milan as he came out to play the puck, and he gave it away at the side of his goal, giving Brandon the lead back. Coda Gordon down the left wing, takes it to Brandon territory, looking for Pettle, and it's knocked away from him and out to center. Broncos kill it off, though. Ream back to Graham Craig at his own line. Broncos changing. Nice feed to Voss, streaking it alone! Voss scores!
Yeah, the Brandon Wheat Kings just caught in the middle of a change, and Taylor Voss threw the open ice on a great heads-up pass in the neutral zone to spring Taylor Voss one-on-one, faking forehand, going backhand, and pass Liam Liston, 4-4 the score on Voss's hattie.
1:30 to go in the Bronco power play. Here's Scarlett at the right point, keeps it in for Lowry. He'll let it go to the left corner. Coda Gordon's on it there. Gordon's had two glorious chances tonight. Back to the line to Scarlett. Middle of the point, Needhamel. He'll shoot, scores! Richard Needhamel! First career Western Hockey League goal, and he kisses the sky to give the Broncos a 5-4 lead. Puck comes to the line to Pollock. Over to Roy again. He'll shoot! That's blocked in front. Stone's got it. Wrapping around with it. 6 seconds left. Stone centers it. Shot, they score. Bertaggia ties the game with 2.28 seconds to play. The first shot Brandon has had in at least 6 or 7 minutes. Taylor Voss, who's got to be exhausted. He's been out here for nearly 2 minutes of overtime already. Now Stone scores! Mark Stone wins the hockey game in overtime. And who else was going to do it, of course? The Brandon Wheat Kings come back, score with 2 seconds left in the third period to send this to overtime.